Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Back indeed to our award-winning national program. It's great to have all of you tuned in with us across the USA to our now 600-plus weekly radio stations. And as we move into the B block on this January 18th, it's time for our first Chief Travel Leader conversation of 2025.
And for those of you who listen regularly, you hear us talking about travelguard.com/carry consistently on air. We've been partnered with their travel insurance team for the past 6 years, and we've personally been using Travel Guard when we travel for at least 20 years. And there's been some big happenings with the company recently. We're heading straight to the show hotline now to hear from CEO Jeff Rutledge as he returns to the program with us today.
Well, yes, he does. Mary, Jeff, nice to be reconnecting with you on air again. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back with both you, Robert and Mary.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Jeff.
The invitation.
Well, great to have
absolutely.
You here.
Thank
and
you.
I guess I can still say it. I mean, I realize it's the 18th, but still, Happy New Year to you. So hopefully the year's off to a nice start for you.
And to you.
Thank you. You know, Mary mentioned in your setup that we've been working together now for a little over 6 years. It's a great partnership that's positively benefited so many of our listeners around the country. And there's more success certainly to come, you know, this year and in the years ahead. There was big news involving the company as 2025 kicks off as Zurich Insurance Group closed on a $600 million acquisition of Travel Guard a month ago. So after spending, Jeff, the past 6 or 7 months going through this acquisition process, I want you to share with everyone right now tuned in how it's going to benefit travelers moving forward and what has you really excited about the new ownership.
Oh, well, thank you. And yeah, it's been a quite a busy 2024 and coming into 2025 as Travel Guard has moved from the American International Group to the Zurich International Group. And you know, I have to really thank both companies because AIG and Zurich Insurance are both, you know, multinational, international conglomerates that operate in markets all over the world. And AIG really offered the opportunity for us to, with Travel Guard, build an amazing franchise with all of our partners in the industry globally. And our new home at Zurich Insurance Group is truly, it's just very, very exciting. And I would say, you know, for all of our friends and customers and policyholders and people that we work with in the travel industry and in other sectors, that the most important thing that did not change is our people. So the entire Travel Guard family moved to Zurich. So it's the same people sitting in all of our centers around the world, assisting with policy purchases and helping people when something goes wrong on their trips through our assistance operations. And then, of course, processing claims. So, you know, this opportunity for us at Travel Guard is it's just so exciting. Like Zurich is a well-respected global insurer that's really focused on how they innovate in the customer insurance products, you know, and travel mm-hmm. insurance mm-hmm. and how we can really mm-hmm. bring more products like that to our partners and to our customers. And that's really on the back of the fact that, you know, Zurich operates in more than 200 countries around the world, more than 60,000 employees. It was founded over 150 years ago. So it's such a solid foundation and so many amazing people at Zurich that have welcomed us into the fold. But I would say not only are we at Zurich, but we at Travel Guard are now part of what is called Zurich Covermore. And Zurich Covermore is really a family of customer-facing travel insurance brands, including Travel Guard now, but also including Covermore Travel Insurance, TravelX Insurance here in the United States, Universal Assistance in Latin America, World Travel Protection, Freely and Blue in the UK and Ireland markets. So we're mm-hmm. now really part of, we're one of the largest travel insurance providers in
well,
the world.
Well, that's what we find yeah. exciting because you've been able yeah. to take something that was already strong, right? Clearly, you're already a market leader, but you've even made it even stronger
right.
through the relationship
absolutely.
Now with Zurich.
I like
yeah.
the
yeah.
Zurich Covermore. I also like that you highlighted the fact that the people remain the same. That's important. So, yeah. Jeff, you've been yeah. in this space a long time, more than 25 years. I know you worked for American Airlines years ago. I'm curious, I enjoy hearing from you. What are some ways you think that the travel insurance products offered today are better serving travelers than they did, let's say, 20 or 25 years ago?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, and I think back, you know, to when I started with travel insurance, you know, right before 2000. And the products were really straightforward in that they did provide some of the, you know, the baseline coverages that are out there today. but they were pretty consistently the same. And, you know, they had evolved at that point in time beyond sort of what was, you know, originally just kind of considered like the grandfather or the grandparents of insurance in the U.S. called Mutual of Omaha, which was basically just flight insurance.
Right. Yeah.
And so it had a package of benefits. But now what we see, there are so many things that have made the products much more relevant for individual travelers. And as things have happened over these past 25 years, the products and services that have been added, I think they're just substantially more relevant, to when people travel.
I want to talk a little bit about and grow and expand on that because, you know, we actually get a fair number of questions from show fans about travel insurance and the travelguard.com/carrier relationship that we share with you. There are two that stick in my head. They may not be the most frequently asked question, but they are two that you'd be a great resource to ask since we have you here, so I'm going to do that. The first one that we get, when should I buy the policy, you know, like airfare or hotels, does it get more expensive the closer to the departure date? So let's address that one first.
I would say the best time to buy is as soon as you make your deposit or purchase your travel. You know, there's just to be in sort of that consistent habit so that you know from that moment in time for any of the pre-departure benefits, you're able to take full advantage of those, right? Mm-hmm. Because whenever you think about you build a house, whatever, you don't want to wait till something's happened or you see that the house is on fire before you have the insurance. So when you know that you're going to travel, you make those plans or you make that initial deposit, for us, that we believe is really the best time. We recommend that.
Okay.
And also I would say if you have a pre-existing condition, purchasing your travel insurance plan within 15 days of making that deposit will ensure that you qualify for those pre-existing conditions.
Well, and that's important.
That's really important.
That's key. Okay. Yeah. The second question that we get from time to time, if I'm out of the country and I'm hospitalized, you know, do I need to contact the Travel Guard team before being admitted to ensure coverage?
We would recommend that if you are hospitalized, particularly abroad, that you or your traveling companion contact us immediately. Because that's not just to ensure coverage, you know, that's important part of it, but, you know, the coverage and how that operates is a sort of secondary to making sure that you have what you need as a traveler at that moment in time and that you're taking advantage of the benefits that come with the policy, which include not just the coverage, but our medical team will assist in your case management. We want to ensure that you're receiving the appropriate level of care. If we need to move you to a different facility because we're just not comfortable that you're getting that level of care, or in some cases, medical evacuation if necessary. So, and then at the end, to really arrange your journey home with you and your traveling companions to make sure. So call us immediately. Let us really walk with you on that journey because, yes, the coverage question is important, but, you know, it's more about getting you home and making sure you have the appropriate level of care.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I realize we're still in the early stages of the new year. We have about 50 weeks to go ahead of us in 2025. And I realize as well that you're still working to absorb all of the new pieces from the acquisition and all of that. But just curious, and for our listeners listening, you can still go to the same link. That's travelguard.com/carry. But do you think that we'll see new initiatives or offerings likely to come this year?
I think exciting things that are just going to be happening overall in the industry that are going to motivate sort of the entire industry to move forward, you know, whether they're, you know, additional parametric type opportunities where it's actually tracking and, you know, insurance that's much more customized. And there's a lot of kind of exciting things happening like that in the industry broadly. But we're pretty excited, as I said a little bit earlier, and you can probably really tell.
Oh, we hear it in your voice. There's no question.
By tone, it's just, To across all of these brands that are now part of the Zurich Covermore family, and now that we are part of the same company, we can freely talk to each other and like, oh, this is like, oh, you do this. Oh, wow, look at that opportunity you have. So definitely you'll see things coming from us holistically in some pretty exciting spaces.
Good,
making sure general well-being, things in the cyber world, those types of things, to name a few. But, you know, I can't give away too much here today.
Jeff, this is
but
why,
we definitely
again,
hear it in your voice.
And I'll say this, listen, we
it's
always
exciting.
Enjoy engaging with you and Robert here on air, you know. And since, by the way, since Rhonda joined us on the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise back in November, we've shared with her we need to get her on the program as well. So
absolutely.
She's a wealth of knowledge. You well know we certainly enjoy working with her. So anything you can do to make that happen, that's great. But very happy for you and the team now being part of Zurich. We're looking forward to checking in with you again the months ahead, and really appreciate you being here this weekend with us, right? So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Jeff. Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
All right, well, there goes Jeff Rutledge.
Yeah, some really good information.
Yeah,
very exciting.
News for them, so yep. We're looking forward to TravelGuard.com/Carrie, folks. All right, when Mary and I return from the bottom of the hour break, we are going to discover America together. And still to come later in this first hour of the show is the Destination Spotlight. We're going to take that show segment a different direction this year. By the way, hour two is going to feature the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Open Road, Museum Gallery, and if that's not enough, the National Communal Forum as well. It's a lot to cover. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.